You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Welcome to another episode of JX Arts. Each month, we take a look at what's happening in music and the arts through the eyes and ears of our entertainment guides here at JPR. Vanessa Finney is the arts reporter at JPR. She's also the host of podcasts My Better Half and The Creative Way. Hi, Vanessa.
Good morning.
And Dave Jackson curates the music on JPR's Rhythm and News service. He also manages the music staff and is also the host of Open Air. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
Summer is a time when families get outdoors, and fortunately, there's a number of free and low-cost events happening around our region right now. Dave, what's happening?
Now, it is a good time to have free or inexpensive things going on. When I look at my bank account, I'm thankful for there's like a whole bunch of different series of free concerts throughout the summer in our region. And starting off, I've got several to go through, but Grants Pass has music in Riverside Park. They're Sunday nights at 6:30, and actually, it's not always Sunday. Tonight, actually, there's a Southern rock band called Gunstock Red playing there. And there's also some, throughout the summer, some other local acts. Positronics is a funk and soul band from here. The John Doughboys are kind of an Irish folk punk band that plays. They're really a fun show, a really high energy show. This guy on stand up bass, standing on his bass and playing. They're a lot of fun and raucous kind of Irish folk punk. So they're kind of fun to listen to.
Yeah. I've taken the kids out there to Riverside Park. Uh-huh. They usually have a lot of geese out there.
There are a lot of geese in Riverside Park. That is true, yeah. But you can find more information on those shows at business.grantspasschamber.org are the ones that sponsor that show. And they also, if you get in early enough, you can kind of put your name in to be considered as a band or an artist playing there or set up as a vendor or like they have food trucks and things like that. So, yeah, it's a little late for that now because they have it all dialed in. But next year, Grants Pass Chamber of Commerce does that every year.
So. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, Vanessa, I hear there's an interactive art exhibit in Klamath Falls.
Yeah, Klamath Falls has been slowly building out this walkable art trail. So they partnered with Healthy Klamath and because it's designed to also encourage movement, you know, healthy movement around downtown. So we want to have all these attractions, much like Ashland is doing. Pretty soon we're going to have that John Pugh mural on the Elks Club building. Mm. Anyway, there's three new murals joining the original installation. And each one has a distinct set of wings designed by local artists. The artists are Michaela Hudson. She has a piece called Sunrise, Moonrise. Monica Detheridge has a mural called Klamath in Bloom. That's at the Wellness Center. And then Alina Thomas created a mural called The Great Horned Owl. And where this becomes interactive is they're inviting people down for a Wings Walk photo challenge, specifically on June 18th, during a art and history themed Third Thursday event. So anybody, visitors or residents, are encouraged to visit each mural location. You take photos with the wings. You know, you might be standing in front of them like you're an angel or something. And then you share that, post it with hashtag HeartKFalls. So if you want information about that, you can find it at healthyklamath.com/wingwalkcollective for the specific locations.
There's a lot of geese in Klamath Falls as well.
So. Oh, yeah. Raucous geese.
Yes.
Yeah. There's also, just to dovetail on that, there's a whole other mural fest at Science Works here in Ashland. So this is the third annual. It's organized by the Brothers Grime. And this year's theme is belonging. So they invited artists and visitors to explore what it means to feel connected to a place and a community, one another. So, and that that's what builds strong communities, part of it. So it's going to be in the Science Work Plaza. They're going to turn it into this open-air art studio and have regional muralists create a large-scale public artwork in real time. And if you've never seen live painting, it's there's nothing like it. It's just really fun. You know, everybody's part of this creative spirit.
It's so magical. It goes from a mess to something really beautiful.
Yeah, it's neat to see that in real time.
You could see that sometimes. There's live painters that show up at music events,
yes,
too, and sort of paint how they're feeling at the moment and come up with interesting artwork.
It's true. My sister-in-law, Lindy Kehoe, who's a professional artist, she's done a lot of live painting to local concerts, and it's it's a great experience.
Yeah, it's neat original art that mm-hmm. goes with that date that you were there for that particular performance.
Yeah, it's pegged to a moment in time.
Right.
So this at Science Works is this weekend, June 20th and the 21st, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, and this is free in the Science Works Plaza.
Okay. And Dave, you have some more free music.
Yeah, every year there's a couple of good festivals in Douglas County. First of which is Music on the Half Shell. It's in Stewart Park in Roseburg. You can find information about it at halfshell.org. They have this it's a first come, first serve. You show up, there's this, it's a half shell. It's sort of a tent that they put up by the river there, and get some really good acts that come through there, because it's all sponsorship rather than tickets that go for the sales. And there's local food trucks, local beverage providers. It kicks off on the 23rd, that's next week, with a multi-instrumentalist John Jorgensen, and it's the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band. Also coming up is the Afrobeat Band. They're a little like Fela Kuti, called Jujuba. And Glitter Fox is an indie pop band out of Portland. We've had them in a JPR live session, and they come down here and play quite often. And then March 4th Marching Band. Have you heard of those guys? They're a Portland marching band that kind of blends carnival troupe with punk folk jazz music and a marching band. They play around a lot, and their shows are really fun to listen to. And one of my favorites this year is Jackie Vinson, and she's a blues woman out of Texas, and she'll be playing up there on the 11th of August. I have a clip of her. This is Jackie Vinson with a tune called Rollin' On.
All to run away from this fight. Run away from this fight, yeah. No matter how you choose to do it, that old clock is always on. I rest,
That, by the way, is her on guitar. She's a great guitarist and a soulful singer. And that should be a really good show. It's halfshell.org for info.
Got us grooving in the studio here.
Yeah, no, I started to just kind of go into that. It's like, oh, yeah, we're talking. We need to.
that's really good. I was born in New Orleans and raised in Houston. So music is part of everything you hear.
Right. Yeah. And she's a true Texas blues person, I guess, would be a blues woman.
Well, that sounds wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're listening to JX Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Our entertainment guides are JPR Arts reporter Vanessa Finney and Dave Jackson, host of Open Air on JPR's Rhythm and News Service. So where else can people find live music?
Well, I was mentioning Douglas County. Wait, is it my turn to talk? Yes. Douglas County, not to be outdone by Roseburg, Winston, Oregon, has a Riverbend Live. And it's in Riverbend Park in Winston. Free concerts, riverbendlive.org for information. And that kicks off next Friday with Colin James. And they do a cool thing. Every year they have one show that is cowboy poetry and Western music. So you have the cowboy poets and usually a bit of humor in there. And they wrap each season up with two nights of a production by the Riverbend Live Youth Theater troupe. And this year they're doing Into the Woods. That's on the last week, so the 31st of July and the 1st of August.
Cool. Mashup of arts. Some theaters, some live music.
Yeah. It's, and every year they do that with the kids. It's kind of, I think that's kind of cool. That's a
Now, I understand that Medford has something on every third Friday.
They do. You know, sometimes, you know, Ashland has their first Fridays. Talent and Phoenix all have their Fridays. It's easy to kind of take these for granted and, you know, just their these sort of monthly, you know, unremarkable things because it happens so much. But it's worth zeroing in on sometimes because there's really a lot of fun things going on. And it gets back to connecting with your community. You know, if you're going to walk around, it's a really nice time to walk around and see what your town has to offer. So this third Friday, June 19th, the third Friday market in Vogel Plaza will have live music from the Brian Oliver Trio. They'll be performing at the corner of Bartlett and East Main Street. And there's local vendors, local artists and makers give you a chance to talk to them. Might be your neighbors, your fellow business people. They'll be offering handmade goods, arts and crafts. Of course, there's the place is riddled with food and beverage, you know, food trucks and lots
Friday
of cafes.
This Friday is Juneteenth.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, something more to celebrate. So definitely check that out. And on top of that, just walking around the plaza and downtown to see what all the shops are offering, there's an opening reception at Central Art Gallery called Art of Belonging, a People's Gallery, a collaboration with Maddie Tuttle and the Jackson County Library Services. And also Rogue Valley An art center is offering Wall Ride. This is a community-driven skateboard deck art exhibition. There's a mouthful. So there'll be live skate demonstrations, live painting. Speaking of that, a pop-up skate shop, of course, food vendors, live music. There'll be photography and also reclaimed skateboards that have been repurposed into functional objects.
Huh.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Yeah. So that's mainly from 4 to 8 p.m. is third Friday, this Friday in Medford.
And I was going to say, Brian Oliver, he plays around town a lot of places. Really a skilled guitar player and a good vocalist. And he runs several open mics around town. He's a, and who else? Nick Garrett Powell plays with him, also a really good guitarist.
Oh, yeah. I'm more familiar with Nick Garrett Powell. Uh-huh. Yeah. But okay. So Brian Oliver, one of those music impresarios. So
right.
Doing his own art. And hosting for others. I love that. There's also a neat experience happening at Jackson Wellsprings. It's the Pegtooth Bow Saw Jamboree from, let's see.
Yeah, say that 10 times real
fast. Yeah, I know. So the Carflowers are playing Friday night from 7 to 10. There's going to be a mix of dances to be called. Then people are invited to stay and hang out by the fire. They can sing and play music. Saturday, we'll have a morning open session of shape note singing. And then a traditional folk session later Saturday starting at noon. And then afternoon square dance from 2 to 5, and then evening contra dance with the Pegtooth Bowsaw Jamboree. So this is donation based at the door, and Tacos Libertad will be there.
Okay, so shape note, what is that?
You know, our producer knows more about that. Yeah, it's a special traditional note, possibly from before notation. I'm not sure about that, but I was curious myself as a singer. I thought I would go check that out.
It's like a way to write music? Or
it might just be before notation, just like little, you know, squiggles. Someone was just describing this. The first notation, I might be misrepresenting this, but the first notation didn't have any rhythmic notation, you know, just kind of remind you of the melody. But anyway, if you're interested,
If you're interested, yeah. Then it's Jackson Wellsprings.
Right, I could
clearly
learn
you
much
are.
More. Yes.
Yeah, Jackson Wellsprings.
And that's the Pegtooth Bow Saw.
Jamboree.
Okay. Now, I understand that there's a concert in the park at Mount Shasta?
Yeah, they have a series of free concerts in the park. It's at Shasty's Park, 6:30. Showtimes are at 6:30. You can find the information at mountshastaconcerts.org. Southern Oregon's the Brothers Reed are playing there, as I mentioned before, March 4th. They're all over the place. They're playing there later in the summer. And one of the acts that caught my eye was Bella Rain. She's a 19-year-old old guitarist, and she sort of got adopted by the Grateful Dead family. I don't know where she grew up or how she got that connection, but the members of the Grateful Dead and sort of the extended legacy folks sort of took her under their wing. And she's performing there. She'll be performing at, it's called the Terrapin Crossroads, happening in Grants Pass in August as well with members of that family. But I got a clip from her where she's playing with...
Let's hold that clip.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I hear the music.
Let's come back to that.
Okay.
After the break. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Welcome back to JX Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm joined by our entertainment guides, JPR Arts reporter Vanessa Finney, who also hosts the podcast My Better Half and The Creative Way, and Dave Jackson, who hosts Open Air and curates music on JPR's Rhythm and News service. Now, before the break, we were talking about Mount Shasta concerts in the park. And Dave, you were telling us about Bella?
Yeah, those concerts again are at Shasta's Park in Mount Shasta, mountshastaconcerts.org. And yeah, Bella Raine, a 19-year-old guitar player who's been hanging out with just the legacy of the Grateful Dead lately. And she got to perform this with the Jerry Garcia Band. Now,
Would that be the spirit of Jerry Garcia Band?
Basically, yeah. Yes. she's 19. He died 30 years ago. So they have carried on. Melvin Seals is their keyboardist, and he has carried on the tradition of the Jerry Garcia Band with a kind of rotating cast of folks. And Bella Raine got to hang out with them, and they were playing this Alan Toussaint tune, and here's her guitar solo in it. That's a pretty tasty guitar solo, especially for a 19-year-old. And I just feel like in the coming years, she's really going to take that on and really blossom, I think, even more.
We'll be seeing more from her. By the way, I was just at Z Spice Cafe today, and one of the staff there was talking about a concert last night, a Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah. It was a Dead Floyd. I was going to talk about concerts in Lithia Park, and they had one last night, so I couldn't get it, talk about it much. Yeah. But yeah, Dead Floyd, it's just part of that whole cottage industry of legacy acts, and especially Grateful Dead cover bands, and even Pink Floyd has quite a few different cover bands too. Yeah. And this one sort of splits the difference, and I heard good things about it. I wasn't there, but I did hear some good things about it.
Yeah, me too.
Is that Lithia Park?
Yeah, in Lithia Park.
So they have free concerts there as well.
Yeah, they do. Epic Ashland and the Ashland Folk Collective are sort of splitting things. They were together 1 year, and then they started doing their own series of concerts in there. And so Dead Floyd was last night. A band called Pacifier, P-A-S-S-A-F-I-R-E, Pacifier.
Just to be difficult.
Right, yeah. Adam Gabriel and the Cavaliers are opening for them. The Rosalies will be opening, another Southern Oregon band, for a band called Diggin' Dirt. And coming up in September, it's Les Green and the Sways. And Les Green played Little Richard in the movie Elvis, the biopic Elvis. He played Little Richard, and he just cut an album with another actor turned singer-songwriter. Maybe she does both. Her name is Gray Delisle. Their project's called Gray and Green. He does that old-style kind of rock and roll, oldies 40s, 50s, 60s music. And she was mainly a voice actor. She played Velma in like one of the Scooby-Doo franchises or something like that. But she's got some acting under her. But here's a clip from Gray and Green with a tune from Grease. Yeah, he does have a great voice.
Yeah. I was just thinking, we'll be embarrassed if we ever get a webcam in here because we're all dancing.
Oh, I'm glad when I'm hosting open air, I tell you, play an air guitar.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, that's not kind of music.
Right. So the Epic Ashland and Ashland Folk Collective is where you can find the full schedule, and they have food trucks and other things going on there as well.
And quick question, is our DJ hosting that again or emceeing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
Danny Kelly emceed 1 year for Epic Ashland.
Yeah, so. She did. She might be doing that. I'm not sure.
Well, I know there's also a live performance happening right here at JPR.
Yeah, there's this Friday. It's not a free event, but this Friday, Cassandra Lewis, she's touring. She blends cosmic country and soul and a little bit of psychedelia and Southern Gothic, retro soul. She jokingly refers to her music as Dolly Parton on acid or Janis Joplin on Jesus. And she sort of splits the difference with that. And she's her cosmic starlight revelries playing at that Copper Plank in Medford Friday night. And she just has a wonderful voice. And in her band now is bassist and multi-instrumentalist singer from Southern Oregon, Emily Turner, who has been in JPR live sessions with her band Free Creatures and some other folks like that. So she's part of Cassandra Lewis's band, and they're both coming in for a live session that you can hear on Friday. Danielle Kelly is hosting that one. And here's a clip of Cassandra Lewis. She just has a wonderful voice.
There's an evil in your smile. There's a darkness in your eyes. There's a reason why you're all alone with only your disguise. But I loved your shadow then, and I love your shadow now, but I can't pretend it doesn't hurt me when you lay another down. Why you gotta treat me so bad?
Got a spot here when she really like lets loose here in just a second.
And I wanna be your lover, and I wanna be your friend, but I swear to God if you don't wake up.
What a voice. That's it. I always thought that song would almost make a good James Bond theme somewhere.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see the gun being pulled out.
Right. So, it's information. You can catch their live session Friday at noon, and we'll have it up on the website after that. And then they're performing Friday night at the Copper Plank in Medford. You can find information at their website, Copper Plank website.
So. Okay, and the Copper Plank is downtown, right?
Yeah, it's the old Elks Lodge in Medford. They bought that building and turned it into they occupy a big chunk of it, and there's still some other spaces in it that other people are renting out to.
They have great stuff going on there.
Yeah,
Irish sessions and different bands.
Yeah, it's becoming a pretty good hotspot for music. Later this summer, there's a band playing there called Jaws of Brooklyn that are out of, as you might expect, Seattle. They'll be playing at the Copper Plank, and then we're going to have a live session with them coming up in July as well.
Okay. You're listening to JX Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Our entertainment guides are Vanessa Finney and Dave Jackson. Now, if you'd like to contribute to this conversation, tell us what you're enjoying around our region. Send an email to jx@jeffnet.org, and we'll try to get it on the air in our next episode. But be sure to put JX Arts in the subject line. Now, Vanessa, you went to a live performance recently.
Just last night. I was at Grizzly Peak Winery, and the Guitar Society of Southern Oregon snagged, speaking of female guitarists, 30-year-old Yasmin Williams. She's touring for her latest album, Acadia, and the Guitar Society snagged her between stops in Sacramento and Bend. So it was the perfect.
I was really trying to get her in here for a live session. We couldn't make it work. So,
that's too bad. Yeah. Well, she was really happy to be able to squeeze it in last night. It was a friendly crowd, probably 120 people at Grizzly Peak Winery, who has a wonderful concert series. Now, this woman isn't only phenomenal at traditional finger-picking style, but she uses the guitar in a different way. I know you know this, Dave. Right. She learned when she was a young teenager, maybe 14, how to play guitar with Guitar Hero. And Guitar Hero doesn't require that you put your guitar in your lap, but she discovered a little hack, she called it, where if she did put it in her lap, she could just use both hands to really rapid fire do it, and that helped her elevate to the advanced levels in Guitar Hero.
Is that the game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, what it is, you match it note for note, and it gets increasingly fast.
Gotcha.
So as it was getting harder and harder, she discovered this hack, as she called it, to put it on her lap. And it just grew from there. So she ended up studying music and composition at NYU. And not only this, she was having her guitar on the lap, and she puts a kalimba, a little thumb piano, you know, about, 6 by 6 inches. She affixes that to the soundboard of the guitar. Mm-hmm. Plays that at the same time, you know, doing rhythm on the soundboard and playing kalimba and finger picking. And then she adds percussion with her feet because she's wearing tap shoes. And I look down, and this is why I always get an aisle seat or front row so I can see what is going on, you know, the fingers flying and all that. So she put on top of her guitar case at her feet, she put a little wooden platform, and that's what she tapped on. So she had three things going on.
Oh, my word. She must be really talented.
Really talented, really down to earth, just a really sweet person as well, eager to talk to people about her technique. And, so she's from Virginia, and she's making a go of it as a professional musician and doing really well. She did a fantastic Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah. When I saw her a couple of years ago, she was opening for Brittany Howard and Michael Kiwanuka at Brit. She talked about the Guitar Hero thing, learning how to play guitar based on that. And it made me wonder if younger guitar players, we were going to get some different technique and different ways of playing guitar coming, because a lot of kids grew up learning that before they picked up a guitar, if they ever did. And that would maybe influence the way they learned and the way they played.
That might be an interesting thing.
And
What I thought was interesting from a luthier perspective, a guitar maker, is her soundboard doesn't have that normal hole. The holes are actually on the top of the guitar facing up toward
her mouth.
Yeah. Oh, and a local connection as well, another one. One of her songs was written about Sisters, Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
And that's Yasmin Williams.
Yes. New album, Acadia.
All right. Dave, you have any other albums you want to highlight before we leave?
Yeah. Do I have about a minute and a half?
You got it.
Okay. I'm going to start with this this clip. This is Daphne Parker Powell. So that's Daphne Parker Powell. That was a tune called Zeal of the Converted. Her new album's called The Death of Cool. It's produced by Jimbo Mathis. You may recall he's from Squirrel Nut Zippers, was his sort of jazz band. And they recorded in New Orleans with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, Daphne Parker Powell, back towards the end of COVID, she was a friend of hers had a kidney issue and needed a new kidney. And she was a a match, and she was going to go donate a kidney, and they found out she had breast cancer when she found that out. So she's gone through the ringer in the last few years and then put out this album, and it's just really lots of heart, and her voice, it's kind of like Tori Amos doing opera or something like that. It's a really neat album.
Say it's probably a nod to Miles Davis' album, The Birth of Cool.
Oh, I could see that too. Yeah, what her idea was that the death of cool is like after you reach a certain age, you stop trying to fit in, and you seek relationships that are more, you know, based on just more meaningful things. Yeah. And I guess after surviving cancer, that's a big deal.
Authenticity.
That is a big deal. Okay, well, there's a lot happening around our region. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you both.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.